Good morning. This morning we start the season of Lent, Great Litany. The Great Litany, if you would like the music, is on page S67 in the blue hymnal. The S hymns are before the other hymns. If you would like to follow along with the words, it is in the Book of Common Prayer, page 148.
O God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. O God, the Holy Ghost, sanctifier of the faithful, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Remember not, Lord Christ, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forefathers, neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare thy people, whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood, and by thy mercy preserve us forever. Spare us, O Lord. Good Lord, deliver us from all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all want of charity. Good Lord, deliver us from all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of the word and commandment. Good Lord, deliver us from all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared. By thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost. We sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord God, and that it may please thee to rule and govern thy holy church universal in the right way.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to bless and keep
all thy people.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give to all people increase of grace to hear and receive thy word, and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give us a heart to love and fear thee, and diligently to live after thy commandments.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to make wars to cease in all the world, to give to all the nations unity, peace, and concord, and to bestow freedom upon all peoples.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give and preserve to our use the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that in due time all may enjoy them.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to persevere, preserve all who are in danger by reason of their labor or their travel.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to visit the lonely, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, and to comfort with thy presence those who are failing and infirm.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
Thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to have mercy upon all mankind.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. We
beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
We beseech beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to grant to all faithful departed eternal life and peace.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
Beseech thee to hear us, O Lord. Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
grant us thy peace.
O Christ, hear us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy.
Service continues on page 323 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. And we start with the opening acclamation for Lent. Please stand as you are able. Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations, and as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Our first reading is from the book of Genesis. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "You may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Psalm 32 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 32. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven,
and whose sin is put away.
Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt,
and in whose spirit there is no guile.
While I held my tongue, my bones withered away, for your hand was heavy upon me day and night.
My moisture
Then I acknowledged my sin to you,
and did not conceal
my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin.
Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble.
You surround me with shadows of deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go.
I will guide you with my eye.
Do not be like horse or mule, which have no understanding.
You must be fitted with bit from the right, or else they will not stay near you.
Great are the tribulations of the wicked. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord.
Shout for joy, all who
The second reading is from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. Sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those sins whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift and the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin, for the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of the one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion and life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to the justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. The word of our Lord.
Thank you. gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, the fourth chapter. After Jesus was baptized, he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came to him and said to him, "You are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "As it is written, one does not live by bread alone, by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him, took him to the holy city and placed him in the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "You are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands he will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. And he said to them, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and suddenly the angels came and waited on him. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So last summer I went hiking in a park in, well, it was like a national park, state park, in Kentucky. And there were some huge waterfalls at the beginning of the park, but if you went on this other entrance, then there were tiny falls. When I got to the parking lot, I was the only one there, and some of the buildings were pretty decrepit, and I wondered if it was still, like, possible to get there. But when you started out, the path was kind of wide, and it was dirt, and you could tell where the path was. And after about 20 minutes, the path pretty much disappeared. Like, you could see where people had walked through the grass there or walked through the grass there, but I knew I wasn't at the falls yet. So I'm thinking, well, I wonder, is this the path? Is this the path? And as I kept walking, I came across some steaming fresh bear scat. So, you know, like 20 different thoughts went in my head. The first thought was, oh my. And then I thought, okay, so maybe I'm not on the path, or maybe this is the path and the bear uses it too. And I thought in my head, I'm going to think the bear turned around and went that way, and I'm going to turn around and go that way. And still trying to find the real path, and I finally came across a set of stairs that went down to the base of the falls. No path. But I thought, it's so easy to get off the path. It's just so easy. But when we do, we can run into trouble. Psalm 32 today says, "Happy are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sin is put away." And happy here, we don't have a word in English that conveys that meaning. So throughout Scripture, depending if you're in the Old Testament or New Testament, blessed and happy can be interchanged, but they have different words behind them that have different meanings. So here, the word happy is asher. And asher means when you get back on the path after overcoming an obstacle. So happy is not a feeling, it's a condition, it's a way of life. I am now back on the path after overcoming an obstacle. So happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. Hooray, I'm back on the path. And what we know is early Christianity was called the way. We're following in the way, on the path. So here we are in the first Sunday of Lent. Welcome to Lent. And this time of prayer, fasting, almsgiving, self-examination, and the reading of Scripture. And if you're lacking something to do this Lent, well, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, self-examination, reading of Scripture, and there's a lot of Lenten reflection books out there. A lot of them I listed, not a lot of them, some of them I listed in the newsletter. But it's a time of reflection. That's what this really is a time of reflection and clearing out all the obstacles and the stuff in our lives that gets in the way of us staying on the path. And so that's what we're doing, is saying, so how do I stay on the path? Because for some reason, we stray. For some reason, we think that maybe our way is a better way. Or if we don't think that, maybe we think we have a path that's an easier way or a faster way. And when I think that, I think about Sunday dinners growing up. My grandparents lived in Rochester. We lived an hour west. We lived on 104 Ridge Road, an hour west of Rochester. Almost every Sunday, we would go to the grandparents' house for Sunday dinner. And as soon as we got there, my grandfather and father would get into this discussion, is what they called it. Which way did you go? My grandfather would say. And my father would say, well, I turned left here, and then I took this road, and my grandfather says, no, it's much faster if you go this way. And then, well, how long did it take you? And that would be most of the discussion until dinner. And every way saying, my way's the better way, or my way's the faster way, and both of them seeking, well, maybe if we turned left a block later or a block earlier, I mean, crazy, rather than just going the way that you know works. But that's so much like us. We don't go the way that we know works. We're always trying to find a new way or a different way or a faster way or an easier way. And that's where we come to the reading from Genesis today. It was really clear. The man and the woman were in the Garden of Eden, and God had given them everything and said, you can eat of any tree, any fruit. Go ahead. It's this bounty is yours, except that one tree, if you eat from it, you will die. Really simple instructions. You can do anything in the world except eat from this one tree. And as we know, the snake, evil, the tempter, the tester, whatever you want to call it, somehow whispered in the woman's ear and says, so what did God say? And so she responds, and he says, oh, you're not going to die. You'll be wise. And all of a sudden, she's seen a better way. And of course, she samples the fruit, and he samples the fruit, the beginning of the end, the fall. And immediately, they start weaving clothes because they're ashamed. And they cover up. And I think about the many, many ways that we do that. As soon as we are ashamed, we cover it up. We make excuses for it. I sometimes talk about my kids or my grandkids, but we do it too. It was his fault. She told me to do it. I didn't think it was a big deal. We do everything we can to not just come clean and say, I messed up. And what we know is hanging on to that can make us sick. And the psalm continues, while I held my tongue, my bones wither, and I groaned all day long. Your hand on me was heavy. And I think we all know that weight of sin or guilt or shame. That sleepless nights, the tossing and turning, the sick feeling in your gut when you've really messed up and you don't know how to make it right. And so you do everything you can to cover it up. And we've all done it. And we've all done it more than once. We've all done it lots and lots of times. And what we do is we bury that guilt and shame so deep, but it's still there. And it still makes us sick. And it still twists us in knots. And then Psalm 32 continues, then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not conceal my guilt. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. And I think that's the part that we don't really believe. That in God we find our refuge. In God we find our safety. In God we find our deliverance. And I don't know why, maybe you don't, but I do, try to hide it from God, as if God didn't already see it and know it. And as if God isn't already just standing there waiting, calling, saying, just turn to me? Or is it that we don't really believe that God has the power to make things right? We think of the consequences and say the consequences are so great that I'll just do everything I can to ignore it, hide it, forget it. Do we really not believe that God has the power to make things right? Do we believe that confession really works? That once we have confessed, we are forgiven? Do we believe that or not? Do we believe that salvation is in Jesus Christ? Makes all the difference in the world. And that's the gospel reading today, is Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. And we've heard the story many, many times. And it happens right after the baptism. So the skies part, the dove comes down, we hear the voice, "You are my son, my beloved, with you I am well pleased." And then depending which gospel you're reading, Jesus was either led into the wilderness or kind of shoved in the wilderness. We're hearing Matthew, so he's led into the wilderness by the Spirit. The Spirit never leaves him then. And he's in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and he is starving. Matthew says he is famished. And then that little voice, Satan, the devil, the tempter, the tester, says to him three times, "If you are the Son of God, if you are who you say you are, and I know you're really hungry, why don't you take that stone and make it into bread?" And Jesus all three times replies with scriptures, "Man does not live by bread alone." And then the devil takes him to the highest pinnacle of the temple and says, "Jump, the angels will carry you." And Jesus again responds with scripture, "We shall not put the Lord our God to the test." And the third time the tempter takes him up to the highest mountain and says, "If you are the Son of God, all this can be yours. I'll give you all the power in the world." And that's when Jesus says, "Get out of here." And as soon as Jesus says, "Get out of here," Satan's gone. The tempter is gone. Do we believe that it's that easy? And we know it's not easy, but do we believe that? I think about my neighbor kid. So my two girls were like 6 and 8, and the three neighbor boys were like 5, 7, and 9. So they were all clumped together and right next door, playing together all the time, in the backyard all the time. About every other day, I'd hear somebody scream, and because their mom was really squeamish, when she heard the scream, she would always come to me and say, "Let's go see what happened." And this one time, they were playing with the fishing rods. And somehow the fishing rod had gotten in the brother's eye and snapped off. Ew. He had his eye covered, and his mom had said, "Let me look." I'm saying, "Let's just get to the hospital right now." We get to the hospital, and he's like, "No, no, you're going to hurt me. If I take my hand off, you're going to hurt me." And what we know is, yeah, it's going to hurt, and yeah, it's going to leave a scar. But if you keep it covered up, you'll never get well. When we get well, when we confess our sins, when we get back on the path, when we trust that the Lord Jesus Christ has the power to save and to heal, then we receive God's love and mercy and grace. Not that that's not always there. God's love and mercy and grace is always there. But when we're too covered up, we can't accept the help that's offered. My question for you this week, my challenge for you this week is to say, are you ready to dig deep, to bring up all that sin and shame and guilt and turn it over to God? Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join together in saying the Nicene Creed, which is found on page 326 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 326. We believe in one God,
the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
This is the first Sunday of the month. Yes, already. I don't know how that happened. And it's a time of thanksgiving, so I invite you, if you have a birthday, anniversary, or some other occasion to celebrate, to come forward. There you go. You can hold on to one, too. Can't get it. Parts. Birthday.
And anniversary.
And anniversary. Which anniversary? 41 years.
Stacia's birthday and two grandchildren, Cooper and Ethan.
Stacia, Cooper, and Ethan's birthdays.
Julia's third birthday.
Yay! So I invite you to join me in saying the time of Thanksgiving that's in the middle, well, it's at the bottom of the left-hand page of your bulletin. O God, our times are in your hands. Today we praise you for giving our brothers and sisters cause for thanksgiving in their lives. Look with favor upon all your people. Continue in each of us the good works you have given us to do. Strengthen our trust in your loving kindness, that we may continue to live our lives to your honor and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And before I pronounce the peace, we know that it's still flu season. We know that there are other viruses that are potentially going here and there and everywhere. I invite you to be considerate, like instead of shaking hands or hugging, just say peace to each other. Now, somebody who will remain unnamed says, does that mean my wife too? Use your discretion, okay? The peace of the Lord be always with you. God's peace. God's peace. God's peace. God's peace. Happy birthday. God's peace. Good morning and welcome. So we are in Lent. You're invited to pick your observances. Everybody has different things, but you're encouraged prayer, fasting, almsgiving, self-examination, reading of scriptures. There's lots of opportunities to do that, and they're all in the newsletter. Many of you get the newsletter by email. Some of you get it by mail, but if you just didn't get a copy, there's extras at the back of the church. So please help yourself or take one to a friend. We are having a brief vestry meeting immediately after the service. So I invite vestry members to please stay for just a short meeting right after the service. Short. It's not going to be a big deal. Okay, it's always a big deal, but I mean, that's why we're the vestry and meet, right? It looks like, so youth group is next Sunday, and it looks like we have quite a few people signed up to help with the Taco Tuesday dinner on Sunday. But if you can take a look at it, if you haven't had the chance to sign up, and we lost a dishwasher, so if somebody just feels called to wash dishes and help clean up, that would be great. Let me think if there's anything else I need to... Oh, I'm going to start Second Sunday Movies because people have said to me, you know, well, I can't make it Friday night or I have other things to do. These are going to be Christian movies. Our movie license does not allow us to give the title or characters or producer, but Christian movies next Sunday at 11 o'clock in the parish hall. Bring a sack lunch. Enjoy. Are there any other announcements? Joan. Right, that's correct that there's not. So the Lenten study, Lent Easter study starts the way of love starts next Monday, because this Monday we have the Southeast District meeting here for any people who, well, Charlie's not here. And by the way, if you want a way to serve, we need delegates for the Southeast District. Talk to me about it. It meets four times a year plus convention, and it helps with the legislation of the church. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Eucharistic Prayer Form 1 is on page 333 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Pay attention, the words are really different in some places. Page 333. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil, and to live no longer unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for all for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls, and our bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses through Jesus Christ our Lord. By whom and with whom in the unity of the Holy Ghost all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. And we say together on page 337, the Prayer of Humble Access, page 337. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. And so another word about receiving communion. So there have been lots of studies done over lots of years saying that drinking from a common silver cup is safe. Don't know why, but it is. And dunking is not. That's where the germs get spread. Whatever on your hand gets in the cup and on down the line. So I'm inviting you, if you intinct, to hand your bread back to let them intinct. But if you would rather take a sip or just pass, please think about that. All are welcome at this table. We hunger and thirst for you.
Never really knowing, Lord, it was you I was longing for. Till you opened my heart and I tasted of you.
Communion prayer is found on page 339 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 339. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen.
Bow down your head before the Lord. Grant, Almighty God, that your people may recognize their weaknesses and put their whole trust in your strength, so that they may be able to rejoice forever in the protection of your loving providence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.